together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of God, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from his sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had told by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
What an amazing truth. Jesus, born of a virgin, God in the flesh. We'll light the love candle this morning. Fourth candle of Advent. We'll light the final Jesus candle left tonight. So we hope you're back for that. But what an amazing thing that God so loved you that he gave the most priceless, the most costly, the most precious gift he could possibly give, the most precious gift there is, he gave for you because he loves you. He gave his only son, Jesus, to be born with one purpose, to be born to save his people from their sins, which meant crucifixion, bearing the sin, our sins on the cross, paying our price. What love. What love that God would give his only son for you and for me. That's what we celebrate today. That's what we celebrate really all year long, is that God so loved us that he gave Jesus as the lamb sacrificed to pay my price, your price. What a treasure we have. What a priceless gift we enjoy. Don't leave it wrapped. The giver is honored when you tear into that thing. Say, wow. Wow. I love what you've given me, and I love you because you're the giver. Enjoy the gift this Christmas. I'm going to invite some of the men to come. We're going to take communion together. This is a way of remembering what Jesus did for us. We have bread that reminds us of his body broken on the cross for us. We have juice that reminds us of his blood poured out to wash away our sins. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're trusting, if you're depending on him only, him completely, you're invited to remember with us. Focus your attention on who Jesus is, what he did for you, what it cost. Because gifts are free. They're freely given, freely received, but they cost the giver a great deal. Think today about what it cost and worship the King. Father, thank you for sending Jesus to pay our price. Lord, I pray that each one of us here this morning would just overflow in worship and praise and affection toward you because you're worthy. Thank you. Thank you that we could never attempt to repay you. We could never attempt to give back to you. Lord, you have given us so much in Jesus. We just want to today enjoy the gift and enjoy your presence with us. Thank you for bread and juice that reminds us what it cost. In Jesus' name. Jesus, we hold in our hands reminders of you, your real human flesh and blood body. God incarnate, God become tangible, God become touchable, God become breakable. You were broken, you were crushed, you were crucified. for me. Because he loved me. Thank you. We remember his body broken for you. Take it easy. His blood poured out for you. Drink.